Hi, and welcome to this week's ESBC House Price Report podcast with me, Lisa Fenter.
And myself, David Marshall.
And this week, David's going to do what he normally does and dig out some market findings from his report. David, can you tell us what stood out the most from this month's House Price Report?
Yes, I think very much it's been a continuation of what we've seen over the last 18 months, Lisa. The number of homes selling is still on the rise. Between August and October, there was a 13% increase year on year in the number of homes selling. But we're also seeing more homes coming onto the market. There was an increase of just over 10% in the number of new instructions we had during that period. So you're seeing a healthy increase on both the demand and the supply side right now.
So with activity picking up, what does this mean for selling times?
Well, what we've seen over the last year, as you'd probably expect, the average time that a property spends on the market has come down quite significantly. If you were to look at this time last year, generally it took around an average of about 9 weeks for a property between going on the market and then going under offer. Now that figure is closer to 6.5 weeks, and you know, if you were even just to go back a couple of years, you would have been looking at much closer to 12 or 15. So those 12 or 15 weeks, sorry, I should say. So there has been a real improvement on that side. Obviously, some properties take slightly longer to sell, some will take less time to sell, but on average, that time from going on the market to going under offer at present is around the 6.5 weeks mark.
With 6 weeks till Christmas now, do you think that it's optimistic for people to think that they could sell before Christmas, or is this the type of the time of year where it tends to quieten down a bit?
It's interesting. I mean, as you'd probably expect, there certainly is a cooling off in terms of the number of homes coming onto the market over November, particularly once you get into the second half of November and then into December, because, you know, as you'd probably expect, sellers would rather have the house to themselves over the Christmas weeks. But there is still quite a healthy level of activity in the market over that period, particularly on the buyer's side. You'll see quite a lot of buyers, some who obviously are looking to move because of a change in circumstances and such like, and maybe have less flexibility over whether they're looking to buy. Others who are perhaps keeping an eye out for maybe a bargain or two. But no, I think it's fair to say that activity in the property market over the winter months is perhaps a little brisker than people might anticipate. It's definitely not as busy as those peak months in between March and May. But no, you'll still see a good number of properties both coming onto the market and selling in the weeks ahead.
Good to hear. Was there anything else that particularly stood out?
I think the one thing that always sticks out is that you'll see, if you look at the average prices in some sort of more localised areas, you'll quite often see that there's been sort of big jumps or in average house price within a given period. For example, if you look at the figures between August and October, there's been a 25% increase in the average price of a two-bedroom flat in Stockbridge and Cumley Bank. As you'd probably expect, that isn't really reflective of longer-term trends. What you're seeing there is a sort of one-off spike, which you would not expect to see that level of inflation going forward. Once you do go down to that more localised level, all it takes is a handful of sales to maybe slightly skew the average in a given period. But if you look at those longer term trends, average house prices are rising at a much more moderate level. So that's probably the one thing that it's always important that people are aware of when they are interpreting average house price figures, particularly over or just within a smaller area, is always to look at the longer term picture and not simply focus on one period's results.
Now, we don't normally do this, but because it's November and we have our annual charity event coming up pretty soon, I thought you could maybe tell us what that's all about, to just give people a little bit extra on their house price report this month.
I would be delighted, yes. 20 of the more foolish or enterprising, depending on your point of view, staff at ESPC have decided to hop like idiots on space hoppers for 20 hours outside the ESPC showroom on Friday the 14th into Saturday the 15th of November. We're looking to raise money for CLASP, a local charity who helps support families who are dealing with having a child who's been diagnosed with cancer and leukemia. Basically, they provide whatever level of support families need. They take children to and from hospital, along with any families that need to go with them. They hold a number of events to try and make their children's time more enjoyable while they're going through treatment. And like I say, they offer that support for families, and the majority of people who work for the charity have all actually been through that mm-hmm. situation themselves before. So, you know, the families are always talking to someone who's sort of walked in their shoes, if you like, and they do a huge amount of fantastic work. So
it's a great charity.
It really is, absolutely. I mean, they're celebrating their 20th anniversary this year.
Hence the 20 hours of Hoppin.
Indeed, hence mm-hmm. the 20 hours. I, in some ways, if it would be nicer if it was the 5-year anniversary that we had got involved in. It would be very much simpler for all of us. But yes, we will be... you will be able to come along and see 20 of us hopping outside the ESPC showroom trying to help them raise money. We've been offered some support from other companies like Edinburgh Leisure, who have very kindly given us some passes to give away to people who make donations on the day. We also will have some more sort of fun and games for people to get involved with if they wish to come along, or if they just want to come along and point and laugh at us, that's probably going to be acceptable as well.
Can people bounce if they come along?
People are more than welcome to have a bounce on a space hopper. You will be amazed at just how tiring it is. You are a grown up, I remember this being something that I could do quite merrily for a long period of time as a child. This is no longer the case. It is blooming tiring, and I am absolutely dreading the thought of trying to last for such a long period of time. But I'm sure it will all be fine. It's in the name of a good cause.
So. It is. So if you can't make it along on Friday, please do visit justgiving.com/hopathon. Hopathon. And then you can make a little donation, as much as you want, as little as you want, just to help us raise the funds that we need to help this really great charity. So that's all from us this week. Thanks so much, Dave, for that enlightening summary and
hopathon. With free hopathon bonus, yeah.
Yeah. So catch you all again next month. Cheers for now.
Thanks, and see you next month.